The next speaker is Ben Morris from the Right to Work campaign. Ben.
Yeah, Ben Morris from the Right to Work campaign. Thank you. I'm also a primary school teacher and a member of the NUT executive in Sheffield. I want to take up where we just left off just now, where Marion left off, really. I think we need to point the discussion tonight very much towards what we're here for and what we want to do. Much as I'd like to have a long rant against the Tories, I'm going to resist the temptation because I'm afraid that I would be preaching to the converted in here. What we're about is getting everyone together, the broadest possible unity across the trade union movement, across everyone who is affected by these cuts, to unite on what we can all agree on. That's the important thing about this campaign. I'm putting three proposals that I think we can all agree on, we can all work together on, and I'm going to say a couple of things that I think might divide us a little bit. First of all, above all, where she left off, we have to build, we have to work from now. Not from after Christmas, we have to work from now to build a massive turnout at that TUC demonstration on March the 26th. On its own, a demonstration don't beat the government. But like Marion said, it is going to be absolutely crucial in turning the mood. We've had one turning point with the students' demonstration on the 10th. There'll be another turning point. It will turn the mood because people want to know what my members want to know. Yes, we want to fight, but we can't fight on our own. Is there a movement out there? Are we going to fight together? Are we going to learn a lesson in the 1980s when we allowed them to line us up one by one, one at a time, and let them pick us off one by one, one at a time? That's not going to happen this time round. We know they're coming for all of us. We're all going to stand together. That's what will be made clear on March the 26th. It will be, no doubt, it will be massive. I wasn't so sure a few weeks ago, but now the TUC are talking about 350,000 people. I've heard the South East Region TUC talking about getting a million people from the South East. Who knows? I was speaking on the day on the phone to people in the North West Region of my union, the NUT. They said, well, the TUC wants 350,000. That's 1 in 20 of the membership of the TUC, so we've got to bring 1 in 20 of our members, that's 1,500 people. Right, we're going to put 3 trains from the North West for teachers to go down to London from the North West. And we're going to get the union to pay for it up the front, and we're going to raise the money. We're going to ask our reps. They sent round a school reps bulletin from our national union. This isn't business as usual. Normally you get these 2 weeks before a demonstration. We don't get these 4 months. They know it's not business as usual. School reps to build it. They're going to get the school reps to go around with buckets. Everyone who can't make it can at least put in to help pay for the people who need to go, because trains are expensive, as I'll come to talk about. I am optimistic. And one of the things, I have to repeat it, you know, at risk of getting boring, one of the things that's made us all optimistic, that broke the ice for us, was the student demonstration on the 10th of November. Absolutely amazing. I couldn't make it down. I was gutted, so I was really pleased to be there today. A really amazing experience. I think the students underestimated it. Everybody underestimated. It was young. It was working class. I think there were more FE and school students there. It was black, white, Somali, Yemeni. It was young Sheffield on the march. I was electrified by that experience. I feel 10 years younger than I did this morning. Any more of that, my hair's going to grow back. Fantastic. I'm optimistic, but optimism won't build a demo. The scale of what we've got to achieve, if we're talking those numbers in London, we're talking 20,000 people from Sheffield. Optimism won't build that. Organisation is going to be needed to build that. You know, it's a massive undertaking. We're thinking about 200 coaches or 20 trains or a combination of both. And we're not going to book them or fill them without a lot of organisation and a lot of hard work. And that's why this campaign, this organisation is so important, because it's part of that. That work has to get underway now so we hit the floor running in the new year. Okay? Earlier this year, I was involved in with the Right to Work campaign. We got 200 people, which at the time we were quite chuffed with, to go to the Conservative Party demonstration in Birmingham. 200 in Sheffield, that was a lot of sleepless nights, that was a lot of work, taking people's money, booking the coaches, 200. You know, the scale of what we've got to do now not to be daunted by it, but it means we're going to have to get organised now. Trains, a brilliant idea. I think we've got to do it. I don't know what other people think. We could get people there on coaches. Nice, it's a little train. Bit cheaper per head. But when you say trains to people, when you say trains booked before Christmas, they know this is a big deal. This is something different. This is going to be a massive demonstration. The unions are really throwing their resources behind it. And that's why I think we've got to sort ourselves out, and we've got to all talk about how we're going to do it through this organisation, through our unions. I'd like to make one proposal here tonight. We're going to have another meeting following this one where we really talk about organising. I also think it would be necessary, it would be really useful for branch officers from all different unions who are behind this to get together and really think through and thrash out how we're going to fund these things, where we're going to get the money from, but do it collectively, not just organise to take our own members down. Because it's not only our own members we need. We don't just need teachers, we need the people who use schools. We don't just need hospital workers, we need the people who use hospitals, and a lot of them ain't got the funding, ain't got the organisation. So we've really got to think about how we push it outwards. Second proposal, that's the first one, March the 26th, everybody top of their mind. The Lib Dems have done us a favour, and they ain't done us many favours, but they're holding their spring conference in Sheffield.
Yes.
On the 12th of March. You might say how stupid. 2 weeks before the national demo, and I think the timing is perfect for us.
Absolutely.
Because it can help us.
Yes.
We could get a massive turnout there in Sheffield, and that will help us really, really have an impetus to build a demonstration even more. Everyone's going to, sure, call unison have called a protest. The Right to Work campaign's called a protest. It didn't need people to make the call. I think it's something everyone's going to be behind. I think we should say here tonight, we're solidly behind that. 12th of March, Lib Dems, when they come to Sheffield, look out. You know, I know it's sort of student union occupation, and then there's no today. One of the demands, Nick Clegg must stand for re-election. Absolutely right. Phil Willis, he got elected on the basis of lies, he's had to stand down. Nick Clegg got elected on the basis of outright lies, he's a deputy prime minister. This is not a democracy. If he can do that and get away with it, he has to stand down. Brilliant demand, well done again to the students. Third proposal. If we're going to do the first two, we need to organise regularly. We need people out in the city centre. On several occasions in recent weeks, I've seen an excellent stall run by Unison. I don't know if other people have noticed. Big yellow gazebo, Unison, in the city centre, giving out glossy leaflets, brilliant glossy leaflets against the cuts, petitioning and so on. And I think that's a call to the rest of us. Imagine if that was Unison, PCS, Unite, NUT, Defend Council Housing, Anti Academies Alliance, Youth Workers Fighting for Youth Centres, all together in one place, and we did that regularly, or as regularly as we could. I think we have to think on those terms. We have to be out there in the streets, not just in meetings, in the streets, getting out to the people of Sheffield, showing them that we're here. And we have to do that regularly, and we have to start organising that amongst ourselves. They're the things that we can unite on. I now want to move on a little bit to things that might be less, you know, it's important to say that that's what we're here for as Sheffield Against Anti-Cuts campaign, on the things you unite on, but also we've got to argue. Maybe a march ain't enough, yeah? My union, the NUT, the last NEC, agreed to ballot our members because we're being attacked on our pensions, right? Everybody who works for local government, civil service, every public sector worker in the country faces exactly the same threat. Why can't we unite? Why can't we all ballot? Why can't we all have discontinuous ballots? And why can't we come out on the same day? So our NEC has instructed our General Secretary, Christine Blower, to approach General Secretaries of other unions, which she'll be doing as I speak, she's doing at the moment, and report back in December, to approach them to look for joint action. And I think that's a real possibility. I think there's a very strong odds that PCS will come on board with that, that UCU will come on board with that, and maybe also some of the unions. But it's something that everyone here who's in a union branch, especially public sector workers, has got to go away and argue for and put pressure on to win within our unions. Also, as the Right to Work campaign, we've also always been clear that we want kind of a militant wing of the union. We want to see strikes, we want to see occupations, and yes, we want to see mass civil disobedience, and we want to see direct action, because those are the things that make a difference, and those are the things that bring about change at the end of the day. Today, the Students' Union, excellent demo in Sheffield, and tonight, hundreds of students are in occupation up at the university. What better way for us to demonstrate the obvious point that students and workers, we're all in this together, they're the spear that's breaking the ice, but we're going to now come in behind them. What better way for us to demonstrate that than after this meeting to arrange for half an hour after the meeting closes, we can go up, maybe we can't get in, but we can stand outside and we can show them our support. And if we can get through and take workers into the occupation, I think that will be absolutely a brilliant way to end the evening.
Okay, and I've just been passed whilst Ben was speaking a note from the occupation. Chaz, a student in the occupation at Sheffield University, this is his message. Please pass on the solidarity from the students occupying the Hicks building at the university. We're already flying the flag for the anti-cuts movement. Well done. That's great. We're right behind.